The New Hampshire primary is set for Tuesday, and all eyes are on the Granite State as presidential hopefuls are drumming up support. WRVO News Director Catherine Loper is in New Hampshire this weekend. Loper, who also teaches political reporting at Syracuse University, has brought along a group of students to cover the contests. Loper checked in as the campaigns intensify their efforts to promote the candidates.
There are a lot of yard signs on display, competing yard signs, and I would say particularly on the Republican side right now, there's a lot of energy coming off of Saturday night's debate. There was a real feel that that is sort of solidifying things for some candidates in a good direction, and for some candidates in a not-so-good direction. And the last, hours and days are critical, and so there's a lot of energy there on that side. On the Democratic side, we have, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders both sort of taking a pause today on Sunday, with Bernie Sanders doing Saturday Night Live and Hillary Clinton going to Flint, Michigan. So that side, the buzz and the excitement was a little bit earlier a week around that Democratic debate. So now, things have calmed down a little bit, but I expect we'll see that excitement come right back up again, Monday and leading into Tuesday.
Is there any dominating candidate that you're seeing when you look at those lawn signs?
That is all about organization. So you see, a lot of Jeb lawn signs. You see a lot of Cruz and Rubio lawn signs and Trump signs. In fact, there were about a group of 50 upstate New Yorkers who came to town Friday and Saturday and were putting up Trump lawn signs. You don't see as many Carly Fiorina signs and some of the, or Ben Carson signs. Carly Fiorina's bus was parked at our hotel, and it's not that big a bus, honestly. So you can kind of gauge organization, not necessarily how people are doing, by those lawn signs and those other signals.
So just over the border, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker was in New Hampshire, and he's been in New Hampshire campaigning for Chris Christie. Are you seeing any momentum or any buzz around Chris Christie, especially after last night's debate where he sort of went after Marco Rubio?
Huge buzz around Chris Christie's performance in the debate Saturday night. And the big question is whether or not that's going to translate into support for him, or whether he knocked down Rubio and that support is actually going to go to either Kasich or Jeb Bush. So, political pundits are saying that basically Chris Christie, threw a Hail Mary, to use our Super Bowl analogy, last night, and he made it, but we don't know if that's really actually going to help him with his final score on Tuesday. So, we'll have to see. But he and other candidates are definitely bringing in endorsements and the big guns from other places. Hillary Clinton had a group of women senators and elected officials, including Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York. So everyone's bringing in everyone they possibly can to help them in any way they can in this final push to Tuesday.
And I'm particularly interested in how Bernie Sanders will do. He had, of course, a strong showing in Iowa, just coming in behind Hillary Clinton. And in New Hampshire, he's, I'd like to think, more well-known, being right in the backyard of Vermont. So what is sort of the matchup there between Bernie and Hillary?
There's a lot of enthusiasm behind Bernie Sanders, and particularly, a lot of these campaign events are on college campuses, and that's where we really see a lot of excitement for Bernie Sanders, is among the younger voters. The lines are long, the crowds are huge. You have 18, 19, and 20-year-olds who are just super excited for Bernie Sanders and don't really have the same enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton. She's also been holding events at college campuses, trying to build the momentum among that demographic, but not sure if it's working. She's also focusing on the women vote. But yeah, Bernie Sanders here among college campuses and younger voters is just, he's sort of like a rock star. And he's also had Ben and Jerry of ice cream fame from Vermont, with him on many a stop here in New Hampshire, which has got to help too.
Well, Catherine Loper, thanks very much. I appreciate it. And thanks for taking a couple of minutes.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.